all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you get into this argument with somebody at a dog park, that's all I need to know about you. Ready, Christian?
All right.
I told you I'm not leaving.
That's inappropriate for the dog park.
No, it's not.
I know.
Dogs humping each other and she's calling the cops because my dog humped her dog. Yeah. I've seen every single dog hump another dog here.
First of all, I don't know. This dog park is very promiscuous. I'm just putting it out there.
Right.
But control if you get into an argument with somebody that involves calling the police because your dogs are humping each other, that's all I need to know about you.
Breaking news. That's what dogs do.
I mean, I don't know. But the fact that all this is recorded and that it had to be reported to police, like, it just seems like a little bit much at some point. Like, if you're that woman, are you that upset? Like, get your dog, get in the car, and go home.
Yeah.
Right?
I hate to tell you, but the way that dogs identify other dogs, breaking news, they sniff each other's butts.
I know.
I don't want to be that guy.
About this the other day. There's only, like, dogs sniff each other's butts and they think it's fine, right?
Right.
And parents sniff their baby's butts. Like, everywhere I go.
Do they?
Yeah, I do that all the time. Like, I have my daughter Dakota is, she's 3.5 months. And I all of a sudden, I have no shame. It's all I need to know about me. I'll be in a restaurant. I'm like, and I just grab her, pick her up. Like, she's like the Lion King, the baby. And I put my nose right in her butt. Like, oh gosh, we got to change her.
Oh.
It's really kind of gross if you think about it.
Everybody's kind of looking at you like,
No, but I think it's okay. I think I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that,
heard that before.
Yeah, I think that it's fine. Maybe we should all smell it.
Well, that's true. No. Well, I don't know about that.
All right.
I don't know about that.
Go ahead, Christian.
If you purposely throw a slice of cheese into someone's face for likes and retweets, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, who did that?
There was a post on Twitter yesterday. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was somebody who just decided to throw a Kraft American single right in a baby's face.
And baby?
Oh my gosh. I'll show it to you. It is amazing because the baby just looks at him like, why did you do that?
Why did you just throw a slice of cheese in my face?
I don't know how to respond. The baby didn't know whether to laugh, cry, eat the cheese. It was just so confused.
Oh, I put it on our Facebook page.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, search it on Raven. Don't throw cheese at babies.
Right.
You can sniff their butt in public anywhere. That's fine.
Right, but don't throw cheese at them.
No. You want to chime in too, call us 1-800-330-9999. You just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. We had one goal this week. One goal.
One goal.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's not it's a small one.
Right. It's to write an Oscar-winning song. And this all came about, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven, because Anthony Rosamondo, he's from Hamden, and he was actually one of the co-writers on the song Shallow that won an Oscar with Lady Gaga this past weekend.
Right, so as soon as he won, of course, everybody in the office started thinking, wow, that's great, somebody from Connecticut can win. Why don't we do this? I mean, it can't be that difficult. Anthony, I respect your talent. I just want that to be noted.
Well, we've learned that it's really hard to write an Oscar-winning song.
Right!
Yeah. Joining us, it's my good old friend Charlie Conti. I brought you in, Charlie, because you know how to actually play music and write songs and stuff,
right.
And we don't.
We've got exponentially better in the last 8 minutes since Charlie got here.
It's true.
It's true. We're still not good, but we've gotten better.
Charlie, how come you've never written an Oscar-winning song?
Wow. Oh, that's it. Thanks for your help, Charlie. Show's over.
If I do it, you know, then I have to go on tour and I have to leave my wife. So it's basically because of my wife.
Would you be sad?
He's
like, it's your wife's fault.
You need a babysitter and it just gets difficult.
All right. That's fair enough. Based on what you've seen so far here, how confident are you that we'll be able to pull this off with this this song that we've been working on?
Well, there's about a 60% chance, 70% chance.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's really high.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
You'd probably book more lessons, though, if you told everybody else around you, clients, that they were in the 70 to 80% range. Just bump it up a little bit. Fudge those numbers.
Our numbers are probably better than
for us,
than
though. That's good. I feel like you already fudged them up with us, right?
Yeah.
But for, you know, in the future.
Now, you've come up with an actual riff of the song because we asked our audience what kind of song we should write the genre, and they said they wanted a rock song with lyrics about the show. So we're going to hold back on the lyrics, but can you give a sample of what the riff is going to be? I mean, that's not, we're awesome.
I mean, he's way better than we were.
No, that's like us doing that.
Yesterday, you brought in a child's guitar from an American Doll.
I had a sweet triangle solo.
Yeah.
I thought it was something you picked up in Guadalajara. Yeah. It looked like a Mexican airport gift.
Yeah. All right. I think we're going to pull this off, Charlie.
I think we're going to pull it off.
I mean, one thing's going to happen. Yeah. Time is going to come. Yeah. We're going to open the mics and we're going to try. So yeah. That's going
to
happen.
All right. Also, if you want your child to learn how to play guitar, your wife will kill me if I don't say this. You need to go check out.
He's local.
Charlie Conti in Trumbull. I'm going to share it on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. So we got our rock song about the show, and I have an R&B solo in it.
Right.
And that's going to be coming
Sexy
up next.
Sexy Breakdown. That's where babies are made.
Yep. Ever since Anthony Rosamondo from Hamden won an Oscar this past weekend for Best Song for Shallow with Lady Gaga, Raven and I have decided that we're going to try to write our own Oscar-winning song.
Let me explain, Anthony. Everybody around here thought it would be easy because somebody else from Connecticut won. I never said it was going to be easy.
And we've learned it's really not easy at all.
Congratulations on your success, Anthony.
Santa and Raven. Joining us, it's Charlie Conti. He's a guitarist and he's a music teacher here in the area in Trumbull. If you're ever looking for stuff for your kids or you want to learn how to play, you can head to our Facebook page, Anna and Raven. We've got his info there. He's come in to help us write our Oscar-winning song, and I think we're ready to perform it. Charlie, how are you
feeling? In about
a
minute and a half, we wrote it.
Well, we've worked really hard on this.
490 seconds, solid.
Right.
Right.
All right, this is going to be the most embarrassing thing we ever do. Let's get it over with.
All right, you ready, Charlie? Here we go. Take it away. Let me feel it. A little more of my headphones. Up at four, wiping mad, she says I snore. Coffee in hand, I'm on the door. What's my commute got in store? Headed down the parkway, falling trees in my way. I don't need this today. It's okay, can't let a delay stop me. People in New Haven, craving, raving in their ear. Slow cars on my way, I'ma dodge ya, and I'ma dodge this deer.
Birds are chirping, tweet, tweet, a tweet, tweet, a tweet, tweet. The birds are chirping, tweet, tweet. It's time to wake up. Oh, the alarm is sounding, it's sounding, it's sounding. The alarm is sounding, it's time to wake up.
Sexy time.
Oh, yeah. If you wake up at 4 a.m., you don't shower. You half brush your teeth. You get dressed in the dark.
Stanky. Mm-hmm.
Try not to wake up your temperamental daughters. That's all I need to know about you. Mm. That's my life. Birds are chirping, tweet, tweet, a tweet, tweet, a tweet, tweet. The birds are chirping, tweet, tweet. It's Anna and Raven on Star 99.9.
This worked out so much better than I thought.
Me too. I'm so proud of us.
We survived. Why am I so sweaty?
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Amy and Ryan joining us together this morning. Amy, let's start with you. What's going on?
He insists on the air, but this is really bugging me. My husband and I have been together. We have a great relationship. I commute for work. I spend my week in Texas. I come home to Connecticut weekend. At night, you know, when I'm in Texas, I want to call. I want to have that quality time with him on the phone. But night after he's worked all day, the last thing he wants to do is be on the phone.
Even if he doesn't see you? Ryan, you don't want to talk to your wife at the end of the day for a few minutes?
No. Wait a minute. It's not the way she's making out to be. Of course I do. I love my wife. But here's the thing. I work in business. I do sales. I'm on the phone all day. So when I get home, the last thing I honestly want to do is be on the phone, unfortunately. I just want to come home, eat my dinner in silence, and decompress. But my wife, as you can tell, is quite the talker and wants to be on the phone for hours at a time. It's just, it's too much.
Whoa. It is not hours. I'm asking for like 1 hour a night when we spend 5 days apart. Quality time is my language, you know, my love language. And we don't get that in person.
This is getting a little bit long. You guys are going to have to get to it.
Yeah. Well, I can see kind of where you're both coming from. I'm not a fan of talking on the phone either. Actually, it's
no.
That was my joke, Anna Zapp.
Yeah.
Can't stand it.
But my husband is the same thing.
I was like, what?
My husband is the same way. My husband calls me every night on the way home from work and wants to talk for the entire duration of his commute. And I literally want to lose my mind every single day.
Is there anything worse, right? Is there anything worse?
Thank you. Nobody actually said it.
Right, but he works in Trumbull. If he lived in Texas 5 days out of the week, I think it would be a little bit of a different story. What we do is we ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Amy, that 1 hour on the phone every night so you can catch up with your husband is no big deal. You guys don't have kids, do you?
No.
But they may see Ryan's point, too, is that, you know what, he's tired at the end of the day. The last thing he wants to do is just sit on the phone and listen when it's, like, time for him to go to bed. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Amy and Ryan are married, but she commutes to Texas. 5 days a week she's down there, and then she flies up to Connecticut on the weekends for them to be together. She wants to talk every night for an hour on the phone to catch up. He says he hates the phone. He'll just see her on Friday night when she gets home.
Listen, after a long day at work, too, I mean, he just doesn't have it in him to have an hour. He just wants to sit in front of the TV on the couch, eat his dinner, and get ready for bed later on there. A quick call, that's one thing, but spending all that time, not for him.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I kind of agree with both of them. What if they, like, just FaceTimed for an hour and just went about their evening routine while on FaceTime?
That's carrying that phone from room to room, still talking.
And then you can't even hide the fact that you're not paying attention.
Right, right.
Well, no, just set the phone up and, it, like, okay, he wants to make dinner and eat it in peace and quiet. Okay, well, just have the phone sitting there in the kitchen or the living room, and then you have, like, you feel like the person's there or whatever.
Right, it's like surveillance. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
You're just
stalking them.
You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. It's hard to have a commuter marriage, but that's exactly what they do. Amy, Monday through Friday, down in Texas, flies up every weekend to spend the weekends with her husband, Ryan, here in Connecticut. Problem is that she loves to talk on the phone. Every night, she wants to talk for an hour, catch up on the day, talk to her husband.
Oh, listen, when they reunite on the weekends, the energy is electric. Absence makes the heart grown fonder.
Yeah.
What about a 5-minute call instead of a 55-minute?
Ryan doesn't want to take those calls at night. Says it's annoying to be on the phone.
He's tired.
Honda of Westport, Couples Court on Star 99.9. Do you think these phone calls are important to their marriage? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. She's just asking for an hour. They don't see each other much, so I think she's right. It's just an hour. If he really loves her, he's going to take that time, that hour.
He's going to have to come up with different things to keep the conversation moving during that hour because it seems like it's painful for him. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, but she looks like she can fill a lot of time, don't you think? She's a talker. It'll be all right.
And Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, okay. All right. I'm on the woman's side. I think that the guy, man, just get a Bluetooth, you know, and then you could talk to her and you don't have to carry a phone or anything like that. You could watch TV at the same time. You could cook at the same time. You could work out at the same time.
You could play Fortnite at the same time.
Right. Run his errands while he's doing it on the phone there. Thank
exactly.
You.
I see it all the time. I mean, I use a Bluetooth. It's like it's not even there, you know?
I mean, those people are weird.
Are you that guy, though? Are you wearing it in the club?
You know?
Are you wearing it in the club?
No. There's always that lady. You go to Marshall's or TJ Maxx, and she's walking around having a conversation with herself, and then you're like, oh, she's on Bluetooth. Man, that's weird. You're that weird person.
It is weird. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I just feel like she's a little bit insecure with the distance in the relationship. Honestly, I don't think a lot of people actually spend one whole hour talking to each other about a day, a married couple. It could be little bits and pieces here and there. I just think she's insecure, and if the relationship's not working long distance, I think maybe they should think about her moving back to Connecticut.
Mm. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
Unless they want to pay their mortgage.
Right. Or she can get a Texas boyfriend.
That's not a good listener.
It's like a security blanket with a hairy chest.
No, thank you.
Maybe a cowboy hat down there.
Don't do that.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Amy, our audience agreed with you. Ryan, you want to keep your marriage alive. You have a difficult, you know, commute situation. Giving her some time to catch up at the end of the day isn't such a bad thing.
I knew it. I didn't think I was being, like, obnoxious. I knew it. That makes so much sense. I mean, come on, babe.
Listen,
Mary.
Listen to my wife. She doesn't need me to have a conversation.
She's having a good one by herself. Right. You're right.
Yes.
It's true.
Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. It's America Saves Week. It was created to motivate, encourage, and support households to save money, reduce debt, and build wealth.
Wow, all that sounds highly patriotic and American. I love this concept.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Raven has some tips on how to save money, because as my husband will tell you, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, you like a coupon, but if it's expired, you're willing to give up pretty quickly or whatever. These are things that don't really require coupons around here that you can capitalize on in your everyday life, and nobody really, you know, calls you on it.
Okay.
Some people might call it larceny. Let's see here. Tip number one there. I have still not been stopped if I hover around the soda fountain area at a gas station or a restaurant or whatever for an extra 90 seconds. I fill it, then I sip off of it, then I fill it, then I sip off of it, then I fill it, then I sip off of it.
So to save money, you steal money from you steal soda from soda fountains.
Listen, the soda fountain is not counting, all right? That soda fountain's been stealing off of people forever, okay? So this is just a little bit of give back.
Okay.
You think it costs $2.97 for a large Coke? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
So that's why I'm going to stand here and get these sips right now. Bring it with the whole family. Think about how much you're saving.
All right.
Here's another one. This one's popular with many here. Storing fast food napkins in your glove box.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah. All right. They give you when you go to the drive-thru for whatever reason, they either give you no napkins whatsoever.
Right.
No napkins whatsoever. Or they give you a full stack and you're just one person.
Yep.
So how many napkins do you really need unless you're bathing in your nuggets?
Yesterday, something I have to admit.
What's that?
I went to Five Guys yesterday.
Oh my gosh! Did you do it alone in the parking lot?
What?
You do that sometimes?
No, I know. Sometimes I eat fast food by myself in the car.
I
brought Hayden.
Okay.
And we went, and you know how they let you take as many napkins as you want?
Yeah, peanuts too.
Yeah. So I took like a stack. Mm-hmm. And they're like the good napkins.
Right. They're quality.
They're the quality
Bounty
napkins.
Bounty, possibly.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And I stocked up my glove compartment.
Right.
I've got like
you can bring some of those inside. They're quality enough that you put them in your own napkin rack and people are like, oh, look at
these. Those are nice. They're fancy. I could, you know, my baby Dakota could, you know, spit up everywhere.
Use it as a diaper. Do whatever you need to.
Dude,
right.
Thanks,
right.
Five Guys.
See, we're already seeing ways to save money.
Uh-huh.
Here's another one for you. Sweaters for the dogs. All right.
Mm.
Hey, listen, guys, you don't have jobs, so we're not going to crank this heat up out here. All right. You got to do your part.
Just put sweaters on.
Sweaters for the dogs.
And then
dogs,
don't put your heat on?
Be warmer, dogs. All right.
Be warmer.
Oh. Yeah. Toughen up and get warmer.
Okay.
I mean, I got tiny dogs. They're always looking at me like, Dad, I'm cold. Put your sweater on, bro.
Okay. All right.
And then this one is like, you know, it's not all you can eat, but it's a meal and a half right here, all right? So you go to Subway, all right? Or you go to your local sandwich shop, whatever it may be. Load up the veggies. Load up the veggies.
Extra lettuce.
There's nobody counting that lettuce, all right? Okay. Nobody counting those cucumbers and those peppers there. You got a side salad for later.
There you go.
I mean, these are great ways to save money. I'm just saying.
America Saves Week.
Thank you.
Godspeed.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi.
What's new and exciting in the world as Raven as a husband?
I mean, the most excitement we had was the squirrel. That's really about it.
Yeah, that tapped us out, man, for the week. If we don't have to do that again in our history or future as a couple, that would be fine.
Yeah, can we discuss this whole squirrel situation? So when you guys decided that you would get this squirrel out of the chimney, what was the plan?
Well, Anna, we didn't even know there was a squirrel in the chimney. I thought there was a murderer in the house.
A murderer.
Before he got home on Friday. I'm giving the dog a haircut, and I hear this crash, and I'm like, okay, something fell in the basement or the garage. And I was like, whatever, something fell. I'm giving the dog a haircut. And then I heard it again, and I grabbed a big knife out of the butcher box, did my walk around the house, and I was like, I'm not going out in that garage because, you know, the door's locked. I'm stuck in there with a murderer.
Right.
So he came home, and I'm like, there's either a person in the garage or something fell. He checked it out. There's no murderer. And a little while later, we hear the same crash. Well, apparently it was the squirrel trying to climb up the chimney and was falling back down on the damper.
Let that be a lesson to you squirrels. If you go into a chimney, bring a harpoon and rope.
Right.
He thought I was crazy. He thought it was tiles falling off the inside of the chimney. And I'm like, nope, I heard scratching. Yep. So a couple hours later, he heard it too. Come to find out, because of my brilliant ideas of sticking a mirror up there, we found out it was a squirrel.
So now the squirrel actually broke into your house and ran rampant around, right?
Well, we allowed the squirrel. Like, we helped him out. We put a rope in there. Like, we had we were on, like, plan B at that point to get that thing out of there because I thought he was a baby. Nope, he was a grown man.
Yeah, grown man squirrel.
Yeah. Right.
He's like a 40-year-old squirrel.
What kind of grade would you give Raven for the week for battling the squirrel and letting it run rampant in your house, but eventually getting it outside?
You know, we did good. We were a great team. We had great ideas that all worked together and got the squirrel out.
Okay.
But you know how my husband doesn't have much of an inside voice to begin with. So when he yells, he sounds like a bear. Mm-hmm. So he's screaming at this poor squirrel who's already completely out of his mind, confused. He's in a house. He doesn't know where the hell he is. And he's swearing at the squirrel and screaming. And I'm like, you're doing no help whatsoever. You're making him more scared. And he's like, he's trashing the whole house. He's in one room. He's not trashing anything.
No.
It was kind of obnoxious.
Hey, he ran in two rooms. He ran behind the couch. He was up the curtains. He was on the door. He was on the walls. He was filthy. Now you're worried about the sensitive feelings of the squirrel? I raised my voice at the squirrel. I spent the whole day trying to save that squirrel.
Yeah, well, you weren't helping the situation.
I helped that squirrel all day. I helped that squirrel all day.
All right, so you guys did work together, which is really fun. So what kind of grade do you want to give him?
Hey, he's going to get a B. He would have got an A if he wasn't screaming like a maniac.
I mean, why did you scream at the squirrel?
She was coming down the stairs. The squirrel ran in front of her into the living room, and she screamed and ran back up the stairs.
You screamed like it was
like that was a scared scream, not like a monster scream.
Well, I was mad at him. I'm still mad at him. If I see him outside, I'm going to let him know I'm still displeased.
Still screaming at that squirrel.
They're right.
There's been a ton of controversy over the last couple of years since American Housewife, that show, came out. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Mostly because it's based on Westport. That's like the town it's supposed to be taking place in. And they show it as this rich, hoity-toity kind of place. And they were constantly bashing Norwalk and using Norwalk in the show. Joining us, it's the star, Katie Mixon.
Hi, Anna and Raven.
I grew up and I live right near Westport. I actually live in Norwalk now. This is based on us.
It's in the backyard.
Completely.
Have you ever actually been to Westport?
I really haven't, honey. I can't wait to go.
Can you envision for us what you think it's like based on how the writers have written the show? And we'll tell you if it's accurate, and we'll be 100%
right.
Honest.
Right. Give us your brief description.
Everybody is dressed to the nines. They wear white jeans. Everything is just real picture perfect.
Pretty accurate. Yeah.
The white jeans, I don't know. It feels that one's up in the air.
I mean, it's more Lululemon.
Right. It is a lot of yoga pants, though. A lot of yoga pants.
A lot of yoga. A lot of Pilates.
Used to be some jokes that were about Norwalk, and they would make fun of Norwalk being like the quote-unquote, what's the word we're looking for, right?
Trashy.
Now? Trashy
I'll
town.
Go with trashy.
Yeah.
Right. So, there was a little bit of controversy before ABC rectified the situation.
So how did that conversation go with you guys? Were they like, hey, guys, we can't call Norwalk trashy anymore, or did they just change it in the script and you didn't even realize it?
I think they were respectful. It's all comedy. They were respectful, though. It offended people. So they were like, we're going to change it. We don't want it to be that kind of situation.
I mean, it's somewhat hurtful, but in Anna's own words, it's somewhat accurate. I mean, like we felt like there was enough innuendo and enough jokes that we were like, that kind of makes sense.
Yep.
Somebody's a writer from Norwalk.
Right, and Westport.
Right, I mean, that's where Anna lives. Right. So she's over there toeing that line, paying attention.
None of it's ever to, like, be truly hurtful. Do you feel me?
Yeah, no, of course.
ever. But if it is, you know, they're all about, we got to change it up.
I know you're a mama, too. Watching you on American Housewife, I think a lot of women and moms can relate to you because we're all kind of just giant hot messes trying to survive. Is your parenting style in real life mirror what you are like on American Housewife, or not really?
No, honey. Katie Ott is an animal. She is out of control. She's animalistic. I am not. The main thing we have in common is I kind of say it, march to the beat of my own drum, but I guess I'm kinder. Like, I come with love, and Katie Ott is just, she's a real rough with it a little bit. Do you know?
I think when you use the word animalistic, I want her to be like, that's the kind of mom I am, animalistic.
Right. You feel like, bring Norwalk back.
Like, I'm animalistic, but I just think of that.
She's cuddly. She's cuddly. She's a survivor, but she's not necessarily a carnivoristic predator
right. That
will destroy your whole dynasty in one episode. I've been watching a lot of Nat Geo lately. I'm sorry.
I'm just a little bit more cuddly.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. I feel that.
Katie Mixon, American Housewife on ABC. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much. so much.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love your
Answer work. Questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Louise, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Okay, Raven, leave the room.
Sure, good luck.
Okay, here's how it's going to work. Raven is walking out of the studio when that door slams. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in, ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Okay.
Number one, this knocked-up star will voice Pumbaa in the Disney's new Lion King that's out this July.
Anna Faris.
Number two, these siblings reunited their group to release a new video called Sucker featuring their leading ladies. What band is it?
Jonas Brothers.
Number three, Jenna Bush Hagar will host today's show Fourth Hour with Hoda, replacing this current host.
Kathy Lee.
Number four, Beyonce's sister announced a new album called When I Get Home. What's her name?
Solange Knowles.
Number five, on the season finale of The Masked Singer, what character mask did Gladys Knight wear?
I don't know.
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
All right, how do you do?
Louise did great. She got 3 out of 5.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, okay. I at least thought I got 2.
Right. No, you got all right. 3.
Pretty
you're
good.
All right.
Let's see how I do.
Number one. Gotta have some faith, Louise. Number one, this knocked-up star will voice Pumbaa in Disney's new Lion King out this July.
Just gonna guess Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen is a good guess. That is correct.
Oh, woo!
Yes, okay.
Because I couldn't see Katherine Heigl doing it.
No. All right, let's see. Louise, you're still winning 3-1. Number two, these siblings reunited their group to release a new video called Sucker featuring their leading ladies.
Heard about it. Jonas.
Jonas?
That's the name of the new band. It's just Jonas they're going with.
All right, you're
the
right.
Jonas Brothers.
Yep. All right, Louise, you're still winning 3-2. Number three, Jenna Bush Hagar will co-host today's show's Fourth Hour with Hoda, replacing this current host.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
That is also
peace
right.
Peace out, Kathy Lee.
Aw.
Thanks for the memories, yo.
Tied at 3.
Here's number a case four. Of wine. Enjoy yourself.
Kathy Lee is not going anywhere. Like, she's got other stuff in the works, guaranteed.
She'll do whatever she wants.
Yep. Number four, Beyonce's sister announced a new album called When I Get Home. What's her name?
Solange.
What is it?
Solange.
What's her name?
I'm right. Solange. Solange.
Solange.
Yeah. Solange.
All right. We'll give it to you because you spelled it.
Solange. Solange. I'm just, I'm Europeanizing it.
We have the giggles. It's a Friday.
Zah.
All right. Raven takes the lead 4-3. Number five.
Yeah.
On the season finale of The Masked Singer, what character mask did Gladys Knight wear?
Oh, boy. I was just looking at this. Well, I know that monster one, T-Pain.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. There was a bee. There was a unicorn. There was a dragonfly.
I'm going to need your final answer.
I'll just say she was the bee.
She was the bee.
What?
That's right.
Wow.
Yep. I'm sorry, Louise.
She's a queen bee.
Yeah,
I
she's a queen
I
bee.
She won.
Yeah. He won. He beat you 5-3 this morning.
Hi, it's Louise, and I cannot beat Raven.
Make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon. We'll give you the cheat sheet with Kevin Begley, the first two answers to Monday's five pop culture questions.